Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste tomorrow.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Bert Folsom, Dr. Burton W. Folsom Jr., the co-author of FDR Goes to War, along with Anita Folsom. FDR Goes to War is the brand new book that Bert wrote, which is the companion. You're going to want both of them, folks. New Deal or Raw Deal, which is about FDR's economic legacy and how it damaged America, and regardless of what my mother and father may have told you. Bert, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the really big news issues, one of the really big tectonic plate-shifting decisions that's going to happen this year is when the Supreme Court hears the arguments for and against Obamacare, what we now call Obamacare, and just because I can't remember the other title that they give it, and they'll do that apparently in March and make their ruling in June. What do you think about all that, Bert?
Yeah, like Affordable Care Act, isn't that?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it that always
another one of those titles that they give it? Yeah.
Right. I think that it's likely to be struck down 5-4, but in which case it would be back to the drawing board. That might actually help Obama in the campaign if it is, because just as the striking down of the National Recovery Act helped Roosevelt when he ran for re-election.
Really?
The Supreme Court struck down really his most one of his most unpopular programs.
Interesting.
In the National Recovery Act, of course, you had price fixing that was legalized, and the Supreme Court struck that down. And a lot of people did not like the high prices that got fixed because you allowed the business people to fix their own prices and make it legal, and you couldn't give customers discounts. And Jacob Maged went to jail for giving a customer a discount, and that was seen as being really, really bad stuff. So it could have the same effect with Obama. If it's
I don't think that will happen this time in this case.
Okay,
I see your historical point of view there. But I don't think that will happen. But of course, the decisions they make are there are a number of nuances to this thing. You know, they're going to listen to two or three different angles. As you know, one of the big ones is going to be the mandate, right? The individual mandate.
Well, that's what I'm thinking is the most likely to be struck down, and it could be that they've done this with affirmative action programs before, that they strike it down, but on a strange ground that actually perpetuates the problem. And it could be that some decision is made that actually upholds enough of it to allow some tinkering to make it acceptable. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, Anthony Kennedy's Associate Justice Anthony Kennedy is now seen as one of the most powerful people on the planet, because he's kind of the swing vote, right?
We miss getting Robert Bork or Douglas Ginsburg for Kennedy,
right.
And either Bork or Ginsburg would have been as reliable probably as Scalia or Clarence Thomas.
Right. Well, Bork certainly would have been. But now, what is the precedent for Sotomayor, former Solicitor General under Obama, clearly was involved in helping get this law passed, and people have asked for her to recuse herself. So far, she hasn't. Most people expect her not to do that. What's the political perspective on that?
Well, I think that we've entered such a politicized era that the customs of the past are not going to be maintained always in the same way. So I would not expect her to recuse herself. The class warfare has been an issue we haven't exactly addressed this time, Jim, but it's stronger than I've ever seen it. And the political,
it's corrosive too, isn't it?
It's very corrosive. It does nothing but corrode the equanimity and the delicate relationships that we have in society.
Right, I agree with that. So you think that the Is your prediction that they will strike down at least part of their, probably the mandate?
Yeah, the individual mandate, yes.
Very interesting.
I could be wrong. I said it would be 5-4, and Kennedy could swing the other way, but that's what I would predict.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I've got about 30 seconds, Bert. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts, Jim, again, to pick up on this theme, the class warfare is sad because it works. Roosevelt worked it. And as I show in New Deal or Raw Deal and FDR Goes to War, it can work politically to win an election, but it does tremendous damage for society, for the relationships.
I think it will backfire on Obama this year, in 2012. I think it will get old, because he'll have to take it so far. I think it'll get old. It'll be interesting. We'll have to watch that. Bert, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim. I enjoyed it.
Happy New Year. Bert Folsom, ladies and gentlemen. That's BertFolsom.com. That's where you can find all his books and all the other things that he does. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.